All right. Hey, this is Act 2 of the podcast. We're getting right back into it. If you missed Act 1, go back and listen to that thing. Otherwise, this isn't going to make any sense. Okay. See ya. God bless Maureen, Linda, and their families. Their sweet brother Paul passed, and they made a donation in the memory of Paul earlier. Thank you so much. By the way, I was talking with Blind Saul, and Saul is, he's on top of it, man. He loves to give, like, updates on his life. That's like, it really gets him fired up. And it sounds like he's got a lot going on. He wrote, "Hey, Eric, did you hear what happened to your former sister station? Apparently, there's a new sports network being launched statewide. I heard it myself. In my opinion, we don't need three sports stations in the market." I said, "I did. Big news. And I agree with you." Saul writes, "Hey, Eric, on the lighter side, I hope you had a nice Thanksgiving and are looking forward to the holidays." I'm like, "Yeah, that's a great thing to say, Saul." "It's been quite the year for me." Now, when I read this, I thought he wrote, the word was severed, which I thought he injured himself and was missing a limb, but it wasn't at all. It was served. "I flew twice, I served on a jury, and I'm going speed dating next Sunday." Okay, I need a speed dating update with Saul. I wrote, "Nice. I hope you had a nice Thanksgiving too." "Hey, Eric." You see, once you get him going, it's not slowing down. "I did, but I have something to say about the Lions. They should have lost the previous week against the Giants, but they somehow pulled it out. I hate to say it, but they got what they deserve versus the Packers. Poor defense, drop passes, stupid penalties. I could go on and on." So it's like a hot take. But not really. That's not a hot take at all. Everybody thinks that. Badger says, "Is it blind speed dating?" I don't know. Man Bun Chris says, "Can he come on Ben and Eric sometime soon? That would be great." Piano Finger Banger says, "I need some more info on the speed dating." Hey, you're preaching to the choir. He has a question as well. He says, "If they like each other, do they knock walking canes?" Okay, now you're just being silly. I don't think there's any knocking of the walking canes. I said, "Yeah, things are rough for the Lions right now. It doesn't help that they're very injured again." Then he segues to talk about the Griffins. Saul knows what's up. "Hey, Eric, that guy John Leonard for the Griffins is insane. He scored 36 goals last year with Charlotte, according to the radio broadcast. I think he's on pace to exceed or match that." And then I had to tip him off. I'm like, "Look, dude. LOL, he scored 18 goals in 18 games so far. Quarter point of the season. I don't know if he can maintain it, but that's a pace for a goal per game, which would be 72 for the year. That'd be quite a fucking heater." Alan says, "Are his eyes milky? Just wondering." No, but they do kind of, they move around a lot. Saul has the Stevie Wonder thing going on. He does a lot of movements. And I don't know why that is. That's a great question. He'd answer it for you. I don't even know if he's aware that he does it. Why do some blind folks rock back and forth. It is to self, according to this, our AI overlords say, to self-stimulate their senses as they may have limited external visual input from their environment. This behavior, sometimes called stimming or blindism, can also be a way to self-soothe, express excitement, or cope with boredom, and is a response to a different sensory processing experience. For some, it can be a learned habit or a source of vestibular, which I think has something to do with your inner ear and balance, and kinesthetic stimulation. All right, there's something to it. Love him to death, that furry little, as Sarah Rukruk Roosh said, he's a furry little fucker. Patrick says echo sense, maybe. No, he's not a bat, you dumb dick. Alan says, like cats using their whiskers in the dark. I don't think so. Megan says, that was one of the funniest moments of my life. When we were putting him in the car, he didn't have a belt on, so his whole ass was showing. So everybody that was outside of the car, as we're getting him into the car, we're like, looks like fucking Bigfoot. That's when the crack about, boy, he's a furry little fucker. Yeah, there's no doubt. I think Saul had full body hair about 3 days after he was born. Like, he looked like a little Monchichi. If any of you remember that, that's a pull from the past. He looks like a little furry little creation there. Anyway, so here we have another day number, Saturday to today. Today is Wednesday. So Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. This is 12 days now of fasting and eating under the calories. I know you're getting sick of this. But I'm trying to keep this on the front burner because talking about it helps me. And it might help you, too. I could lose 20 or 30, without a doubt. And I need to. I cannot get diabetes. If I get diabetes, my life is shortened dramatically because of the one kidney, which, side note, yesterday, 5 years to the day. 5 years to the day since the great kidney donation. That was so fucking unbelievable. I'll say this. When I got out of sedation on that day, 1 year and 1 day ago, or 5 years and 1 day ago, I was in so much discomfort. I said, this is horrible. This is a horrible, horrible thing. I have made an absolute mistake. And I remember when my nephrologist came in. What the fuck was his name again? Dr. Zaid. No, that was Jim's pediatrician. It doesn't matter. He comes in, he goes, how are we doing? I go, doc, you got a problem. I got a problem. He goes, well, what is it? I go, you left something in there. He goes, I did not leave anything in there. I go, there's no doubt in my mind. There's a scalpel and I'm going to die because you left it in there. He goes, so you're in a lot of pain. I go, yeah, I am in a lot of pain because you left instruments inside of me. And I wasn't kidding. I wasn't being cheeky or trying to be funny. I really thought there was something in me. He goes, well, what medicines? And he's looking at my like chart and he goes, uh-oh. And I'm like, I don't like uh-oh. What do you mean uh-oh? He goes, you haven't been given any of the powerful pain medications, which you should have been. And the next thing you know, I felt great. There was no pain. Yeah, that was quite a thing. That was when I learned that I have a kink. And I've never like expanded on this in any way, but maybe I don't. I don't know. But and I've never had any surgery whatsoever. Other than that time when I had the outpatient deal when the doc had to cut that mole out of my butthole, Dr. Batista, back when I was about 10. But I had this catheter, and just the thought of it was making me, I just hated it, you know, that went up your pee hole and is in your bladder, draining your bladder. And the nurse comes in. She goes, okay, it's time to remove the catheter. This is, you know, hours later, getting ready to go home. And she goes, all right, I got to take this thing out. And she's holding my little shriveled fucking teeny pecker in her hand. And she's removing that. And I'm like, oh, it's going to be terrible. It's going to be terrible. And all of a sudden I go, ooh, ooh. And I was like, wow. And I was like, you should do that again. Oh, it was the shit. I am telling you. So I look at Pooh Bear and she goes, what are you doing? I go, the chick walks away. I go, I liked me likey. Daddy likey. She's like, what? That was great. So numerous comments about sounding, which is when you put stuff in your pee hole. But this was more than that. This was big. This was a big thing. My little pecker looked like, you know, when a garter snake eats a mouse. My God. But that was quite an experience. We stayed there for 7 days after recovering. And then I got checked out and went home. And then we did the great food giveaway. Bread Bull Brain Chris says the nurse removing mine was demonstrating how to remove one to a nursing student. Man, I hope I get like a horrible disease so that they have to do operate or something. Like, if the doc says, hey, you got to have cancer surgery. I'm like, yeah! Amy says, butthole mole? I have never heard this before. Yeah, it was a totally unnecessary surgery. It was a cash grab by this Filipino fuck, Dr. Batista. And I blame my mother and I blame Batista. These assholes traumatized me for life. I remember every second of this. I had had a day where my system was not agreeing with me and I went potty many times. So I had like a tender asshole from wiping too much. But in an odd moment, I'm 10. My mother says, I said, Mom, my butt hurts. Now, most parents would say, look, yeah, would be able to do the math. Yeah, you need to, all right, here, go into the bathroom, put some Vaseline on the part that hurts, and it'll heal up. And as your stomach gets better, you won't go to the bathroom as much. It'll go away. This is like I gave myself a diaper rash, essentially. Not my mom. No, no. Well, I better have a look. So she lays me on her knees, face down, and pulls my pants down and pulls my butt apart. And she goes, oh, yeah, definitely got a little bit of over-wiping. Oh, what's this? Oh, what is this? I go, what is what? And it was a flush with the top layer of skin birthmark, a mole. Just a little brown spot about the size of, like if you took a Sharpie and made a dot on a piece of paper, that was the size of that birthmark / mole. Doing nothing. Nothing. She goes, well, my mom was a hypochondriac. Well, we better get you in to see Dr. Batista. And I'm like, oh, fuck, no! We go in there, and I'll never forget when he's examining my butthole. And my mom says, Dr. Batista, because she would always defer to him, is there a chance, and this is the quote, I'll never forget it, is there a chance that this could affect his stool? What effect? Are we using it for a recipe? Are we using it as Play-Doh? Are we concerned about what could happen to the stool? Why would that be any type of, well, you know, you last thing you want is your stool to be affected. And Batista, that fuck, he goes, oh, yeah, uh-huh, sure could. Well, we better have it removed. So I went and, like, right then, it was, he took Novocaine and shot it into, so if you can picture your actual butthole, like the pucker, and then it's dark skin, and then outside of it is butt cheek, where the dark skin is, that is where that birthmark is. He stuck the needle into there, and that was so painful. Stevie says, so the color of the skin can mess with your stool? Got it. Yeah, that's what I said. Here I am, 10, arguing with my mother and Dr. Batista. I'm like, how could that possibly be a thing? And the next thing you know, that's it. It was out. And I'll never forget that. That was awful. And then the recovery. Now I've got I've got stitches in my asshole. And it made life very difficult for me. All because I wiped my ass too much. And my mother decided that she needed to investigate. She needed to find out what was going on. All right. Now that all, let's do the math on how we got to that. I started talking about one thing, and then I mentioned 5 years ago and a day, kidney. That during that story, I said I've never been operated on other than to have the mole removed out of my butthole. And that led us to where we are now. Yesterday, 1,600 calories. Easy peasy. Crushed it. Since, what was the amount of days that I counted again? 12 days? The amount of times that I've failed for a day is once. There was one day that instead of going to bed, I ate half a box of Raisin Bran. Outside of that, it's been a breeze. In fact, that was on Friday of last week. So Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, 4 days of minimal issues whatsoever, and keeping it 500 to 1,000, more like 6-7 under what I'm supposed to get in. That's all I've been doing, eating just under what I need. That is the Jeremy K diet plan. Man Bun Chris says, have you gotten back into walking for a few days a week? Few hundred more burn calories really add up quick. Not at all. Not at all. But that is going to happen. Just not right now. I'm doing the old one thing at a time. Badger says, a Patreon for Easy's poop stories. I don't know if I mentioned this yesterday, but Benny the One-Eyed Wonder Dog dropped one, and it could have been so catastrophic. He did it on the overnight the other night, and I've discovered it and was able to clean it, but it's important to note that where he did it, because he tends to move when he drops, it was in the exact walking path of the NFK. So had I not discovered that, and I discovered it accidentally, he would have smashed all of that into the carpet with his feet and probably not noticed it. And it would have been tracked throughout the entire house. I know that a lot of you are like, I wish it would have happened so he could have told us that catastrophic story. But my God. And then, so I cleaned that up. And then right on cue, O'Neill is like, well, he did it. I'm going to do it. I come walking back in the room and there's another one. I'm like, come on, guys. Alan says, can you imagine the arm flapping and the N-words? Yes. Oh, God. All right, we've covered a lot of ground here on the show today so far. Hey, it's Eric Zane, and UncommonGoods.com is a great place to shop for the holidays. I just picked up a Himalayan salt barbecue plank. It's a square, 8 inches by 8 inches, inch and a half thick, made of Himalayan salt. You put it on the grill, and your veggies on top of the Himalayan salt barbecue plank. Oh my gosh, what a way to season the veggies with the Himalayan salt barbecue plank. Just one of the thousands of items for sale for everyone at UncommonGoods.com. I love that when you're shopping for Christmas gifts at UncommonGoods.com, you've got stuff for readers, for nerds, for travelers, for foodies, sports fans, for music lovers. Everything under the sun can be found at UncommonGoods.com. The kids are like, Dad, what do you want for Christmas? And I go, well, just go to UncommonGoods.com and find something that you know I'll like. And you can do the same thing. And I've got a special deal for you. Make this holiday the year you give something truly unforgettable. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/Zane. That's uncommongoods.com/Zane. You'll get 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
As we wrap up 2025, one thing's clear. Uncertainty isn't temporary. It's the world we live in now. Noble Gold Investments helps Americans protect what they've built with real gold and silver, holding value when everything else feels uncertain. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com and take your first step toward a safe future. This holiday season, when you open up a qualified account, you'll receive 10 one-ounce commemorative silver holiday coins. Visit Noble Gold today.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
More than one of you sent along the story about the drunken raccoon. Let's get into that. That is an animal that we've talked about many times on the show. Megan and I, in particular, adore the raccoons. This is a drunken raccoon, as it's being described.
New at 5, an unusual call at an ABC store in Central Virginia.
It happened Saturday in Ashland, and according to social media posts by Hanover County Animal Protection and Shelter, a raccoon broke into the store the night of Black Friday and ransacked several shelves. They have masks, don't they? The animal became intoxicated, then passed out in the bathroom. Wow. Sleeping raccoon was discovered Saturday morning.
Head right near the toilet. We've all been there probably at some point in our lives, right?
A little too much.
An officer brought the masked bandit back to the county animal shelter to recover. So, yes, that's a lot of liqueur for a little raccoon there. The raccoon slept it off for a few hours and showed no signs of injury. Bounced back. Officers released the raccoon back into the wild.
Yeah. That's good news. I was worried about the raccoon, you know. Possibly get some alcohol poisoning. Megan says, poor guy. I hope they gave him an IV. Legs were all splayed out in that. You saw it? Splooted, as they say. Becca Shea says she loved raccoons. Worth mentioning last year. Was it last year or the year before? I noticed in the snow in the backyard, there was something there, and I go walking up to it, and it's a raccoon. His eyes had like pus coming out of his eyes, and they were kind of like crusty, so that almost like the eyes were closed. There was something wrong with the creature. And so I did what any rational person would do, and that is try to save it. So I put a bath towel around it, and it was very upset, but it couldn't do much. It could not do much at all. It was very incapacitated. It was something wrong with the raccoon. I think I figured out what was wrong with it later. So he's in the backyard, and I want to put him in the garage and turn the heat on, warm him up. I'm going to give him some food. I'm going to give him some water. He's going to be good to go. But so I turned on the heater in the garage. And then, so that's warming up. I get the raccoon, and the dogs are trying to jump at the raccoon. I carry the raccoon in the house. Pooh Bear goes, what the hell are you doing? The raccoon had it was like a foam or a froth, like pouring out of his mouth. He was foaming at the mouth, which I've heard people say, and I don't know if it's true, that a rabid animal will foam at the mouth. And I also discovered that raccoons are very susceptible to rabies. So I'm carrying it like I'm holding I didn't want to hold it next to me. And it wasn't moving that much, but it was foaming at the mouth and it was falling off of its face. And the dogs are circling, okay? And thank God that I think it was rabid, though, that the dogs didn't get rabies. I don't know, because you can get it, I think, from their saliva. So I was basically rolling the dice here. Now, fortunately, all my dogs have rabies shots, so I don't know. Anyway, Pooh Bear's like, what the fuck? I go, it's fine. I'm going to nurse it. It's good. And the rabies juice is falling off of the animal, and it's going. And Badger writes, maybe you shouldn't put snow tires on. I brought the little bugger in there, and I sat him down. Have you not? You've had to have heard this story before. It was an incredible story. And I brought him some food and some water. And he didn't move. He just lay on the ground. So it was at this point in time that I assumed that the raccoon had rabies and was going to die. But I'm not going to put it out of its misery. And I don't want it to suffer anymore. So I called the sheriff. And he and another guy come over. And he goes, all right. Now, at this point, I've carried him back through the house, back into the backyard. I go, here he is. And now, in the back of my mind, I'm like, maybe they can, like, take him to the vet or something. But then the guy goes, as I'm standing on the back porch, he goes, do you... You got a shovel? And I'm like, oh, no. And so they're going to euthanize the animal. Megan says, top rabies animals, skunks, and a few cats and dogs, raccoons not listed. Well, there you go. It probably was fine. So then, I don't want anything to do with this. So they're over in the back, way back of the backyard. And I just have my curiosity gets the best of me. Right when I look, the cop has the shovel over his head like he's wielding the sword of Damocles. And he drops a couple of big swipes down on my guy. I'm like, oh, no. And then I'm like, I look back out and he's got it. Now he's pulling his pistol out and boom, boom. I guess he didn't do a good enough job with the shovel. So he shot the shit out of him. I'm like, oh, my God, what a nightmare. Come knocking back on the door. Yeah, what's up? He goes, you got a bag? I go, yeah, sure. I'm thinking they're going to put it in the bag. They're going to take it over to the lab and determine that it had rabies. And then it'll be on the news, a raccoon was found with rabies. Because honestly, around here, if there's an animal with rabies, they are going to report it on the news. Amy says, no shovel, but I have a grocery bag we can put him in and a wide tree. That's referencing the hamster. Incredible joke. I meet him in the front yard and I go, hey, thanks. I appreciate that. He goes, here you go. And he hands me the bag. And I'm like, oh, fuck. So I just threw him in the trash. That was it. Tyler says there was no brain tissue left for rabies testing. That was rough. Megan here at Irvine, she rescues them like all the time out of the dumpster at the facility. Well, anyway, so drunk raccoon. Adorable. I am going through the various things that I have left to talk about, and not a ton left. There is one story that I want to get to. It's happening in Grand Rapids, Michigan, but this could be anywhere, really. Let's talk some abortion. If you go to like any abortion clinic, there's got to be protesters there. And I guess that they use a megaphone and they say terrible things to you. So let's say if you're a mom in Michigan and let's say you're a lady and you get raped by some loser and you're pregnant and you want to terminate the pregnancy. If you go to Planned Parenthood, there's going to be some chick or a guy there telling you you're a piece of shit. And they don't have any idea what the fuck they're talking about or, you know, why you're even there in the first place. And they'll have a megaphone. And now the use of the megaphone is prompting calls for stricter rules. Like people are saying, you shouldn't be allowed to have a megaphone to do that at the abortion clinic. Now, Stevie here loves abortion. Becca Shea says, in this case, it's a MAGA phone. So I'm curious as to how they report this.
there's a noise problem here at the Planned Parenthood here in Grand Rapids. No, it's not the clinic, but the demonstrators who are out here.
Wait, there's a noise problem. Can you imagine? No, it's not the sounds of them killing babies.
There's a noise problem here at the Planned Parenthood here in Grand Rapids. No, it's not the clinic, but the demonstrators who are out here regularly.
Something's up with this guy. I like him, but he doesn't enunciate. Case in point, his use of the word regularly.
Regularly.
He doesn't enunciate when he's speaking, and he needs to, because he always sounds like he's bombed. Like every time I do a story with this guy, I'm always like, God, he sounds like he's hammered.
Who are out here regularly. I did talk to some neighbors. They say what they stand for is not the issue, but how loud they are. I did talk to one demonstrator who says the volume is highly exaggerated.
I was out here earlier. All you could hear was the sound of cars driving by.
There's a sign there that says, "We will adopt your baby."
We say that makes sense. It's the summertime when you hear more about their issues they're having with someone using a megaphone.
I think there's one guy that does most of the preaching and with the amplified sound, but they're out there pretty much every day, yeah, in the summer.
Grand Rapids officials started looking at the noise levels of demonstrators earlier this year. On Tuesday, the city presented the idea of no person shall operate any device creating amplified sound within 100 feet of a healthcare facility.
This isn't a broad...
Well, then they'll just go to 101 feet. They will actually measure it out.
Issue that's being felt by other medical facilities in our city, but they were warm to the idea of regulating amplified sound to
warm, unlike these babies,
protect their patients and protect their employees from people making noise or protesting around their facilities.
One person protesting outside Planned Parenthood on Tuesday told me the complaints neighbors are sharing are exaggerated. He says they're out there to beg for mercy for our pre-born neighbors. The chief of police told city commissioners his officers are often called to the clinic for
our pre-born neighbors.
Pre-born neighbors. The chief of police told city commissioners his officers are often called to the clinic for noise issues.
We are responding on a weekly basis, if not more, to this location and dealing with a sort of gray area. So the feedback internally that I've got from my personnel is
there has to be is just one ass kicking. That's all that needs to happen. Cops need to tell whoever to go home, and then they cannot respond to the order. You know how it is with cops. If you're given a lawful order and you don't do it, ass kicking. Give me your license. No, ass kicking. Get out of your car. No, ass kicking. Put the megaphone down. No, ass kicking. Video it, post it. They won't be back.
A more bright line rule of whether or not this certain behavior is allowed or is not allowed.
Jack Hoffman, who has lived here since
Jack Hoffman
the 80s, says he supports free speech.
When you use amplified sound to express your views, I think you have to take into account the rights of others to,
yeah,
you know.
Way to go, Jack Hoffman.
Be free from harassment.
The city already does have a noise ordinance on the books. The first civil infraction could cost you up to $100. If you get several complaints over a six-month period, it can become a misdemeanor. These proposed potential changes have yet to be put up for a vote, and it's unclear exactly when they plan to bring up any future discussions on this issue. I'm Matt Whitkos, your Grand Rapids reporter, Fox 17 News.
Wait, what did he say there? At the end, when he said, Matt Whitkos, he just sounds like he's hammered all the damn time. Megan says, the babies can't hear with regular voices. You need the megaphone. Birch Barlow, the ass kicking is already happening in the clinic. Beat those assholes. His face looks like he's in the beginning stage of a stroke, says Tyler. David says, what the fuck is he talking about? I don't know what you're talking about. Rebecca says, are you going to pay my wages for missed work and my medical bills? Okay, so I think we can all agree, like, you know, in my opinion, in a perfect world, if, let's say, somebody gets knocked up and there's an unplanned pregnancy, but everything else is fine. There's no, it's not a rape or incest. It's just Stevie mounts and she gets pregnant. All right. I want Stevie to have that baby. Okay. But it's not my decision to make. If Stevie says no, hell no. Rob and I's baby is going down the drain. I can't get in the way of that slaughter. Okay? In a perfect world, if it's just, oh, I don't feel like having a baby, you should. I would love it if you did actually have the baby. But that's not going to happen. Stevie says, I have two abortions scheduled for her lunch break today. She loves abortion. All right? It's entertaining for her. She is a sick fuck. So ultimately, I only want abortions to happen when it's rape, incest, or it can threaten the life of the mother. Not if, oh man, I got knocked up by the old man. I'm just going to go kill the baby. I hate that. But it's also not my body. If women, like I've said before, like Stevie, love to murder infants and embryos, more power to them. I will support your murder right. All right. I think, is Michigan going to be one of those states? Isn't like it back in the hands of the states now after Roe v. Wade was overturned? I think there are states where you actually cannot get an abortion now, which I can't believe that was overturned. Becca Shea says there are a lot of variables that go into that decision, not just rape or incest. Well, I mean, I'm painting with broad strokes. You would expect nothing less. But, I mean, like, if Pooh Bear gets pregnant today, I would not, well, she can't. She doesn't have the innards anymore. But if the doc said, well, you can't, you're medically, it could hurt you. No baby. That's it. Rebecca says, Georgia, that's where they put a corpse on life support. Yeah, that was bad. That was a bad, bad deal. Oh, my God. That was a rough one, to be sure. Okay. Kuiper Tree Care can take care of your unwanted trees. Since we're talking unwanted pregnancies, they can take care of your unwanted trees. And no protesters. 616-828-8225. That's 616-828-8225 for Kuiper Tree Care. They'll get rid of your unwanted trees if you have any storm damage, snowstorm rips through, my God. Or perhaps you're just planning for the spring when that gets here in what seems like 5 years from now. Kuiper Tree Care, they are the pros. Kuiper, KuiperTreeCare.com. Also, speaking of cutting hair, King's Room Barbershop. Three locations, Caledonia, Northland Drive, and at 821 36th Street in beautiful Wyoming, Michigan. Get your hair cut for $21. Mention your pal EZ. Go to their website, kingsroom.net, and you can get exact locations, hours of operation, schedules, see when your stylist is working and where, and all that fun stuff at kingsroom.net. Thanks to Rick over at TC Paintball. Upcoming Christmas break, schedule something with the kids. First of all, there's a Little League every Wednesday, which is just outstanding. Introduce the kids to a fun time playing paintball. Or if they're already veterans, book an event at TC Paintball today for you, your kids, your neighborhood kids that are pals with your son or daughter. Maybe some workplace team building, bachelor party. TC Paintball won't let you down. You can find them online. They are in Grand Rapids. And, folks, you have till December 15th, if you get your insurance through healthcare.gov, to go over your choices. If your plan is to just let this year's policy, 2025, roll over to 2026, there's a good chance you're going to get stuck with some high bills and deductibles and co-pays and all that shit. Have Frank Fuss review your policy for you, and you may have to make some necessary changes to avoid huge costs with changing laws at the start of the new year. December 15th is the deadline, so make that. Reach out to Frank at appointmentwithfrank.com. That's appointmentwithfrank.com. He can help you with everything, plus help you out with any Medicare issues or Social Security questions that you may have. I'm looking for the asshole of the day today. And I got it. I got it. A call back to earlier in the show. That piece of shit, Dr. Batista, who dug the mole meat out of my asshole. Fuck you. Honorable mention, my mom for making me do that. Horrible. All right. That is my time, ladies and gentlemen. As always, I appreciate you. Thank you for being part of the show. And we will do it again on the Patreon and then tomorrow, too. Okay. Have a good one. Talk to you then. Bye-bye.